Having trouble sleeping again?
Me too.
I just lie here listening to music until I fall asleep.
Sometimes I tell myself a story, though.
Want me to help you? Tell you a bedtime story?
Okay, then here goes.
I want you to lie back and I'll tell you a story, which may help you to relax and fall asleep.
If you feel like you want, I don't know, touch yourself, as I sometimes do when I fantasize, be my guest. It may even help.
Imagine this.
Imagine you are a dark prince.
Dark not in the visual sense, but your thoughts are dark.
The passion and a hunger.
The want, the need, to find the perfect snatch. It is your one desire.
You wander often, gripping a huge rod between your legs.
You must be relieved.
You happen outside my window one night.
You're tired, but you're in pain.
You must have release.
As you rest, I curiously cover you.
I see you caressing your crotch.
Oh, so anxious to have it relieved, and yet too stubborn to take another step.
It's tight imprisonment, stroking it just barely.
Any more, and you'll come right there, and it will bring you immense pain.
My curiosity is as I watch you, barely stroking.
As your hunger for release grows, so does mine.
You're dark like the night, but in persona, you're cautious about any sound.
As you barely stroke, your lips spring forth, slight raspy moans.
As I watch, I so want to be the one to receive your gift.
I tiptoe outside, moving closer that I may see.
Your precious gift.
You're startled as you hear my approach. Your dark cloak covers you as I stare at your pulsating prick.
As your eyes, you notice my heaving breast running atop my red wine bodice.
Oh, a beautiful gown with great royal blue petticoats lined in white lace.
You especially notice my hard nipples peeping over so slightly through the fabric.
Dear girl, you say to me, might I spend a night in your cottage?
Why, yes, you certainly can, I reply.
I lick my lips as I watch you ever so slightly with your breathing.
You arise, covering yourself, and enter my threshold.
Your eyes wander around the comfortable-looking chair.
As you turn to sit, I catch a brief glimpse of your cup.
Its purple head pulsating.
My juicy aches to have it inside me.
Like any dark prince recovering from a long journey, you fall into a deep sleep.
Minutes after, I watch you taking glances.
At your cock covered by your dark cloak.
Mums, as I think of it, I want to ease your pain.
I carefully kneel in front of you, pulling back your cloak. Your thighs and trousers are open, so as not to bruise your already in pain member.
As my fingers touch it, your knees slightly flinch.
I reach beneath my petticoats and stroke my wet and wanting pussy.
Carefully, cautiously, I move to place my full lips on my dark prince's painful penis. Just
barely touch your hard cock. I suddenly feel you yank my hair, pulling me to you.
Fair maiden, you say, I haven't been sucked, fucked, stroked, masturbated, or cum in a long time. So if you wish, You better do a damn good job. As I stared down at you, shocked, my first realization was, you weren't asleep. My second was, I'm really gonna enjoy this. Oh yes, you won't regret it, my prince. I swear to you. As I place my on your more than ready penis, I'll watch your eyes close as you moan in ecstasy. My first move is to lap up the delicious drops of my mouth. I lick, suck, and kiss your cock to no end. My fingers fuck my hot hole faster, rubbing my clit every minute or so. My petticoats rustling with the rhythm of my arms. I twirl my tongue around your hard pipe as I suck longer and harder. I knew both of us would come soon, very soon. Come burst forth into my waiting lips, filling them with your cream and goodness. My warm tongue rolls over your purple head. I pump myself ever so deep. I continue to pump. You lift my chin, my lips wet with your juices, and kiss me, then pull me into your lap. Lifting my petticoats, you run a finger over my wet hole, then slide your cock into me and begin pumping harder. We're both only seconds from coming. As you continue to pump, you rip open my bodice, and my breasts tumble into your face. On my nipples. My skirts rustle even harder as you forcefully pump into me. Risk to come, my prince. Come for me. You enjoyed your bedtime, as did I. Wet dreams.